listening to Project Red Cord Chronicles, a podcast of the Renee Jones Empowerment Center. On today's podcast, Renee shares her first interview with artist and survivor Valeria, who discusses the role of art in her journey as a survivor and shares details of her upcoming art show. Afterward, Renee and Keisha discuss the development of the Art Healing Playbook, just one method used to help survivors along their healing journey. Now, direct from the Empowerment Center studio in Cleveland, Ohio, here's your host, Renee Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Project Red Cord Chronicles. I'd like to take this time to thank all of the listeners who tuned in to our very first introductory episode. We are so grateful for you, and we want to remind you to tell all of your family and friends about the Project Red Chronicles and invite them to join in and listen as well. Today, we are going to be speaking with Valeria, a survivor, about her journey to healing through a very special art exhibit, which will take place on May 14th at the Renee Jones Empowerment Center. And we want to share her story as part of the Chronicles about some of the journeys that we set up with our survivors, sort of like a playbook. Everything that we do is for each specific survivor. We want them to go from victim to survivor to thriver. And that takes a journey, and we use a lot of innovative processes to do so. So at this time, I want to welcome in the studio our survivor, Valeria. Hello, Valeria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and I thank you for joining us today at the Project Red Cord Podcast, Chronicles Podcast. We're so excited to have you and so excited to share information with our audience about your journey to healing. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, because with the Project Red Cord Chronicles, we want our listeners to get a great idea about what is done here at the center to help victims turn into survivors and then into thrivers and help them along their healing journey. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. And the first thing I want to do is ask you, how long have you been coming to the center?
I've been coming to the center for about a little bit over a year. And I am very excited to be here.
That is great. And we've been so excited to have you. Now, I wanted to find out, did you ever think the day would come that you could really start to do the things that you enjoyed and that you were passionate about? Because, you know, passion is so powerful. It really drives us. And sometimes when we go through a lot of pain and heartache and trauma, we don't ever think we can do that again. So I just want to know, did you ever think this day would come that you could really start to do the things that you enjoyed and were passionate about?
In my present moment, I am excited to get back at things that I am enjoying more. Yes. I think for the longest time, right after I got out of a bad relationship, I didn't have that hope. Yes. And it took me a very long time to get that hope back.
That is great. And I'm so excited to see the joy in your face. And I wish the listeners could see you. And
yeah,
one day we will get a chance to be able to have a camera as well. But we're so excited, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about hope, the power of hope, how hope can change things. And that's what the center, that's what our philosophies are built on, building up hope, encouraging you, supporting you. And so that's very important to hear. Now, in preparing for your own personal art show, now, no one has seen your art. I've seen your art. She's an incredible artist. And in preparing for this art show that's going to be all about your art, what are some of your challenges that you've been facing? Because as we're preparing for this, the art show is May 14th, and you've been had a schedule of creating art pieces for this show. So in the process of preparing these pieces, what are have been some of your challenges?
I believe my biggest challenge have been time management. And in the parts of creativity, not as much, but time management has definitely been one, given my schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes.
Because you have a job, so you're working. Yes. So, but I think it's commendable that even though you had a full schedule, work schedule, you would still take the time to come to the center and set aside time to work on your projects. So I commend you for that, because that takes determination. Now, what were some of your fears in preparing for an art show?
I would say vulnerability. When it comes to art, I am, for the longest time growing up, I would just kind of create what I was told, given that I was taking art classes. And I always had this, we always had a set idea. And now that I have free range of what I can make, it allows me to, that vulnerability to express those emotions or let people know through my art of who I am as a person, what I feel, and like my history is definitely something that has been a little bit of a challenge.
Yes. Well, I think that is going to be some incredible art pieces that we have looking forward to. And it's just really good to be able to talk about the challenges and the things that we fear, because those are real things. But through it all, you do it afraid. And that's what you've been doing. So I commend you for that, because that's really incredible. And I think that when you think of an art show, and I don't know that you've ever done this. Is this your first art show?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a big undertaking.
I think I did a couple, like, in-group, like, shows when I went to, like, art camp or, like, a little bit in school. Yeah. But for just an independent, that's, my first art show.
Okay, and that's so incredible. And we're going to have a lot of other activities that go along. One of the things that we do at the Project Rare Court, and this is what we want you to know about in the Project Rare Court Chronicles, is that each individual is like, we create a special playbook for each person. There is no cookie cutter program that works for everyone. We kind of love to dive in. I love to dive in where your passion is, because the passion is just like feeds you when you're doing something that you love. And when I seen how much you love your art, I remember you creating a self-portrait one day as one of the exercises in group. And when I seen you look at that picture and your expression that came on your face was priceless. It was just, it's one of my very favorite photos of you, because you expressed so much joy and happiness and looking at that. And that always touches me, that particular picture. And it showed me how much you enjoy, how you're so passionate about it, and you just put everything in it. And I was able to look at that self-portrait and literally see you, you know, and really your personality and all of that. So I just think that is awesome that you're being involved in the art show. So when I say every aspect of the art show, that means, you know, invitations. So tell me a little bit about what you've been involved in
for
so
the
far.
Art show. The flyer, and then coming in and doing some of the art that it's going to be going on in that day, inviting people, spreading word of mouth.
Yes, that is awesome. And so we have, we're going to have a special caterer. It's a celebration. And so we're going to, she doesn't know this yet, but she will be getting that information on what will be served to make sure that is something that she's happy with. One of the things that we like to do here at the center is to make sure that our survivors are making decisions. We don't want, we want them to be using their own mind, their own thoughts, and we're here to be supportive and encourage. But really, I am real adamant about decision making, that it's your decision. It's your choice. Do you like this or you don't like it? And being okay with saying, I don't like that, Renee, you know? And we're okay with it. We're going to go with what you like, you know? So that's part of it. So I wanted to share that, because that's very important for people to understand. Now, when you think about your art show and displaying, like you said, your emotions and all of the things, maybe something from your past or something you struggle in, whatever the pieces are going to display, what are you looking forward to experiencing yourself from displaying all of your art?
It's a good question. I would say getting through it and feeling well about it, because I am someone who has kind of like a people pleaser personality. So I know I'm going to try to be like, oh, what do other people think about this and like their opinion? But in my head, I feel like I need to focus on it as being how, at the end of the day, with the goal that I have, how do I feel about everything that I made? Yes. And a little bit of a yes.
Yes, that's awesome. And you know what? That's the beauty of us talking about it, so that you can really express how you feel. Because a lot of times, when you've been through a lot of trauma, or you know, you may have had people that say, "Oh, that, I don't like how that looks," and you start to value that person's opinion when really they're not telling the truth, because what you're creating is wonderful. And I've experienced that, where I've seen people that are so talented, but yet they've been convinced by someone else's opinion that they don't have a talent. So we're shattering that. You know, and that's part of me wanting you to do that art show, because, you know, I want to break all those myths. You're creating phenomenal pieces, and that's the creative power of the arts, because you get a chance to express yourself, and people should be able to look at it and really learn something and see the creativity that you have and really come out learning about who you are, you know, and what you've been through. So I think that is awesome. I also wanted to know, what do you want your guests to experience or learn about you? So just knowing that there will be, you know, different people here in the audience, some people you may know and some people that you may not know. What would you like them to learn about you?
So the art that I'm creating right now, it's going to be a little bit of emotion through color and through nature. Okay. And I would love for people to look within those pictures and see kind of like what I had to battle after a bad relationship. Yeah. When it's not always pretty, it's definitely not pretty. But that journey that someone has to go through to finding themselves again, a little bit of insecurities, things that you don't expect, that's going to be in my art. And it's not, I also have different like paintings. I feel like I'm planning on making a sculpture too.
I think that's wonderful. And I think that the good thing is that we didn't really talk about like what kind of thing. You have the free range to create whatever it is that you want. And that's what's going to be so exciting about this. We do have limited availability. If you are interested in attending this art show, you would have to call the center at 216-407-0823 to make reservations to attend, because it's going to be a beautiful event, and I get a chance to see the work of Valeria and her expression, her art expression, that's going to be extremely unique. And so we're very excited about that. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for being willing to step out of your comfort zone and to create pieces, because we didn't even talk about that. But I love it, because that's what we want to encourage. That's part of the playbook. That's part of the Project Rare Core Chronicles, is that we encourage survivors and victims as well to use their thoughts and mind and make the decisions that they decide. Choose the color that you want. What if I don't like red? Well, I love red. You know what I mean? You should be able to do it and express yourself in the way that you want to express yourself, and for other people to be able to learn and listen. And this is why podcasts are so good, because this is a chance to learn new information. And for those who may have been affected by human trafficking or had that someone in their family affected by that, you will know that if you're a parent or if you're a friend, a sister, or whatever, how you need to be supportive of that person. So these are things that you can learn by coming to this exhibit as well. So I thank you so much for that, because I think that you've shared a lot. And I think when they come and they see the exhibit, they're going to learn a lot. And I think they're going to be pretty amazing, because I think you're a pretty amazing artist. And you have many other skills as well, but it's so going to be great to focus on this. And I thank you so much for taking the time after a long work day to be disciplined enough to come in, not only to work on your art piece, but to even be a part of this podcast to share with others. So this podcast is going to air on May 6th. So you'll be able to learn about it and hear about it before the actual exhibit, which is on May 14th. So we thank you, for Valeria for your time.
Thank you so much.
At this time, I want to introduce you to our trauma therapist, Keisha McMillan. After talking with our survivor, Valeria, I wanted you to have an understanding of how the therapist is working with the survivor as she prepares for her art exhibit, because this is something she hasn't done, and you heard the challenges, the fears. So I want to start off by asking Keisha, how does the survivor's art exhibit, is it being used as a therapeutic tool to facilitate a space for healing?
That's a great question, Renee. When we work with victims or survivors who come in, we engage them using the art. Art is a powerful, powerful tool, and it improves psychological as well as physiological outcomes in people. This has been proven. So when we have someone come in, like this survivor, she's given the opportunity to produce and create her own works. And through that work, she discusses whatever issues that are presented in her trauma. And that is how we use this space. It is almost like a studio or training ground in which she expresses her feelings, the hardships, and the pain from the trauma that she experienced. And then she is able to channel all of her energy into the artwork that she is creating. And during that time, while she's in the studio, I'll call it the Renee Jones Empowerment Center studio, she is able to really discuss with me some of the things that had occurred in the past and the impact it had on her. So then we process it, and healing begins to occur. During the therapy sessions, the survivor is opening her mind to explore different thoughts in a very judgment-free zone, which is here. And while she's sharing some of those painful memories, she gets great insight into how she became a victim, the grooming process, how things were manipulated in her life. And actually, that helps her to begin to improve her own self-worth and her own self-value. So every aspect of the exhibit that she is creating in this studio is very much survivor-driven. So she gets to do a lot of critical thinking as she creates, and she gets the opportunity to be in full control, which she's been stripped of in the past. And I think one of the key things is most survivors want to know, why was I chosen to be a victim? And we help them process that through, because through the art, a lot of times they have lost their voice in relationships, and we teach them about healthy relationships and how to find their voice back again. And it really works. It's a great tool, a great opportunity for her to have a individual show. It's empowering. And all of the ladies who get the opportunity to come and hear her story or see her and see the journey in which she's taken, I think they will be empowered as well, because it is her passion, and she has channeled it in a way that would allow herself to heal as well as others.
Thank you. I wanted the viewers, listeners to hear that, because I talked earlier about the Project Rare Core being like a playbook. Like each person that we work with, there's no cookie cutter method that we use. I mean, sometimes we'll tweak things or do, like, this is the first time we've done an art show for the victim who's now going to be a survivor, and giving her the opportunity to have free range to create whatever she wants using whatever mediums. And in her interview, she talked about some interesting different things she wants to have at her art show.
Yes.
And just being able to have that freedom to do so is very important. And I think I want the listeners to know how, as the therapist, how important is that for a victim or survivor to know that they have a voice and that they have a choice?
Choice and voice is key. And it helps with her being her self-esteem and her ability to be determined in any challenge that she faces. So it's real important that they begin to regain their voice. So as she works in therapy and she's working on these art pieces, she's starting to reflect and she's using her voice. Although you're seeing painting and you're hearing about a story, she's actually using her voice and she's questioning her own judgment as well as the judgment of others she came into contact with. And as a child being in this and then raised to believe that this was okay to some degree, she makes adjustments to her artwork and she reassesses the goals of the artwork. While she's doing that, she's reassessing and rejudging her own choices because she's speaking through the art. She's exploring different resentments and she's rediscovering her own voice and her own choice to reshape her future. So that's where the hope comes in and the healing and the restoration. She's given permission to forgive herself. She's given the opportunity to share her knowledge. Again, she's in an art studio process. She's selecting paints. Every choice that's made from the beginning to the end, the dates, the time, the guest, she's making those choices. What type of art she wants to display. And all of that is giving her back her power and her voice. And hopes to prevent another victim from being victimized. So when you see her artwork, your eyes will be open. Your heart will be piqued. And you will begin to see what her journey has been like being a victim of human trafficking or being a victim of sexual abuse. Both are heart-wrenching, and she does an excellent job of displaying it in her work. A lot of times when a victim is getting to the point where they are a survivor or they have to escape, they lose things. They lose their precious items. And in this instance, I believe this survivor lost artwork that was very close to her heart. And this opportunity to do a gallery, which is display your finest pieces and display them in a way for others to understand your journey, is totally empowering for this young lady. And to be able to come in a place of beauty and to be able to create something beautiful out of something so painful and help someone else, I think that is where the healing and the therapeutic value comes into play. Through all of the art, she's talking. She's expressing herself. And in the studio, which is right here, she is forming and healing at a different level. She's transforming.
Thank you. That is awesome. And it's so important to hear all of those things so that you can understand that how this playbook plays out. Not only does it help the victim to become a survivor, but all of the people that are watching her, that are coming in, that are new, they've been victimized, they feel hopeless, they don't think that there's an opportunity for their lives to change. And we're all about hope. That's what those Project Red Core Chronicles are about, talking about the hope that's stirred up, the love and the support that's given to give those survivors voices to know You can change your life. You can get your life on track. And I talked to Valeria about one piece I seen she created, which was the self-portrait, which is one of my favorite photos. Because when she looked at what she created, the joy that was on her face was just amazing. It said it all, how she was feeling. And that's how I knew that, you know, that art was going to be very healing for her. So I just want to thank you for the work that you've been doing with her individually, in the groups, all of the work, because she's been here about a year. And this is a huge undertaking to have an art show. And so she's been up for the challenge. We talked about her fears, her challenges, and she talked about all of that. But she's so looking forward to her art show, so much so she's created more than what I thought she would create. So that is good. So we invite you, if you want, if you're interested, we do have a limited amount of registration available, but you can call the center at 216-417-0823 to make reservations. The art show is Saturday, May 14th, and this podcast will air on Friday, May 6th.
Hey there, this is Tracy Grasso, Program Coordinator at Renee Jones Empowerment Center. I am here with updates for the month of May. Tonight, May 6th on Archwood, we have Project Red Cord Night out on Pearl and Archwood at the Renee Jones Empowerment Center. May 13th will be in East Cleveland at Euclid and Page Avenue. May 20th will be in Collinwood on East 152nd. And May 27th will be in Akron at Spring Hill Apartments for our first barbecue of 2022. Also on May 14th, we'll be having our Survivor Art Show here at the Renee Jones Empowerment Center. It is an RSVP event, so you can email me at tgrasso@rjecempower.org. I will also have more details in the description below. For more details about any of these events, including our gala, which will be on November 5th, please click the links below or email or call the center. We are very excited for our gala on November 5th, 2022, in person at Lander Haven. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you so much. We want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Project Rare Core Chronicles. We thank you for listening, and we encourage you to rate our podcast and tell your friends and family about it. Spread the word, because we intend to bring you lots of great information through these podcasts. We want to let you also know that our next podcast is going to be Friday, June 3rd, and we're going to be bringing more interesting topics to you: survivors, law enforcement, all types of different things that are being done, street outreach, chronicles. There's going to be so many things that you're going to learn about Project Red Cord Chronicles. And I thank you for listening. And we want you to remember to always, this is our tagline, no human trafficking, be aware and care. Thank you.